Cheater and the Rude with Jeff Kreisler and Lee Papa, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cheater and the Rude. I'm Lee Papa, writer of the blog The Rude Pundit.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler, avid reader of the blog The Rude Pundit, and also author of Get Rich Cheating and guy that does some stuff that's funny and otherwise pretty awesome.
And you're also involved in another little thing that goes on after this show.
Yes, let me tell you, Lee, I like you more and more every day as I realize how easy it is to put on a show that's a talk show, as we just are smart thinking people that have important ideas, and we call a minute before and we just do it for real, although we do prepare for days on end.
Days,
as opposed
days.
To days, hundreds of thousands of days, as opposed to the final edition radio hour, which follows ours, which so much work goes into it. It's a lot of editing, a lot of writing, a lot of corralling talent.
What is final edition radio hour? Maybe people need to know that, too.
What do they need to know?
What is it?
Oh, the final edition radio hour. It's satire with teeth. In the tradition of the National Lampoon and Monty Python and Spinal Tap, Tony Hendra and Jeff Kreisler bring you the final edition radio hour. We don't have a tagline yet except for satire with teeth, or I'd give that to you right there.
I think satire with teeth would be even better.
There is a naked picture of Sarah Palin, so that's a teat fiesta.
What?
Well, it's in the pixelated style of the Wall Street Journal. But that's not on the radio show. Actually, on the radio show, there are a lot of naked women. They're just silent.
Oh, okay.
And isn't that really what America's all about?
It is. It is. So what do you think about America this week? What do you think about, you know, of three states going for Rick Santorum?
I kind of think America must wonder, oh, is this still going on? Is this Republican reality show still happening? I mean, you know, people were interested, and Iowa, New Hampshire got everyone fired up, and then South Carolina, Carolina.
Mm.
It's for Newt's loins. I say Newt's loins? Newt's loins.
My God, what has happened to you?
I have a newborn and two radio shows on PRN. This is more than a man.
Wah.
That is exactly what it sounds like to have two shows on PRN. What am I talking about? Oh, my point is, everyone's excited and involved until, you know, through South Carolina and a little bit in Florida, and everyone's like, God, just like, ugh, like we've seen these characters, or this, ugh, who cares? There's nothing, yeah, and things are turning around, so who cares? There, how's that? That's how I think some of
that
them
was insightful. Let me tell you, that was some insightful shit there.
I was doing it with a naked lady next to me. Satire with teats.
Yes, yes. Well, I think we all have something to look forward to now. So, there's that, and then there's this whole blow-up over the whole contraceptions and Catholics and all of that. That's just, it's insanity to me.
It is, but in a way it's predictable, because once the economy is not in such a complete shithole, you got to go back to the bugaboos. You got to go back to the conservative, the right wing, like ways of getting people scared and on their side. They can't do national security and Bin Laden because Obama's got him. So let's go back to the religion and the women's bodies and all the shit they've always done. So no more economy, no more Bin Laden. So let's go over here to the religious right. So is it that much of a shock?
Yes. Yes, it is. Do you want to know why it's a shock? It's a shock because the Bush administration pretty much had the same kind of policy as the Obama administration has now. And, of course, nobody said a peep when it was the Bush administration.
Well, of course. I mean, again, there's no shock here. Maybe this is why I had that who cares attitude about the election, because it's the way I feel about politics. Why is there a shock when conservatives, because of for political advantage, go against positions that they held 3 or 4 years ago, strictly, you know, because they believe we have short memory, whether it's health care? A lot of the issues that were in the health care reform were conservative issues and plans until it became someone else's plan. I mean, getting bin Laden was a conservative, you know, goal until Obama did it. I mean, I'm sorry, well, I'm kind of cutting you off to the knees there and telling you, like, what's the big effing deal? But I guess maybe we need to – maybe I should change my attitude and just add it to the big pile of bullshit that they do for their own political ends.
Well, you know, neither of us was exactly raised Catholic. But I was raised in Catholic South Louisiana. And for those that don't know, what we're talking about here is that there's been a rule, in effect that's actually been in effect since the year 2000, that companies must provide prescription drugs to their employees, and that includes birth control, because if you didn't provide birth control, according to Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, that's discrimination on the basis of sex. Now, that was in December 2000. All throughout the Bush administration, they didn't say a peep, not a goddamn word about it. And because it relies on the Civil Rights Act, and which is already, you know, had gone through the Supreme Court and had been approved by the Supreme Court. So now in religious organizations, especially hospitals, for instance, that are run by the Catholic Church, they said, well, whoa, what about us? We no likey the contraception. We don't want to pay for health care plans that will pay for contraception for our employees, even if they're not Catholic. And so Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, clarified the rule to say, you know what, we'll let churches, the actual church, go. We'll say, all right, if you work at a church, there's a good chance that, you know, you subscribe to their, whatever their strange cultish beliefs are, mm-hmm. and they can have an exception to this rule. But things like, I don't know, Catholic University, DePaul, other places that are universities and hospitals like, you know, St. Taint's Hospital of Holy Proctology or something like that.
It's pronounced Saint. That's how it's pronounced. Saint.
Yes, Saint. And that they still must cover their employees. And so there's been a shit fit on the right about this, and the presidential candidates have jumped on the shit fit train, and, you know, it's just been a blast.
Well, there's a few things here. One is, you know what, maybe you should have then just pull from the pool of employees that believe the same crazy voodoo that you believe. Like, if you're having employees that aren't you infringing upon your employees' religious freedom by imposing your religious rules on them and preventing them from getting health care?
Oh, don't start
deserve.
With your thinking brain.
Oh, sorry. Got to put that away.
Yes.
And the other thing that strikes me this whole thing is, it's especially as you hear the war on religion trumpets blaring again from whoever blares those things, and it's probably a guy that was denying his own feelings, is – this war on religion, religious organizations are tax-exempt. It's always been one of the, like, crazy contradictions to me that, like, the religious right is aligned with the right that is anti-tax, and religion claims that we have a war on it. But if you have some hokey religion, and it's not a Star Wars reference, although it sounded like it, you get tax exemption for your land, for almost everything you do. So don't tell me there's a war, and we support religion. We basically subsidize religion, if you look at it honestly. And then we're going to claim, oh, in order to maintain your tax exemption, here's a few simple rules. A, don't be political, which they get around and say you're infringing upon my speech. Or B, like, provide some health care to people. No, we're all going to do it. Like, it's to me, kick them out. They're the illegal aliens. The religions and religious organizations should have to climb over a fence in order to get back into our country.
Agreed.
All right, so we solved everything.
Agreed, man. Agreed. So
did you say agreed and emphasize the word greed unintentionally?
No. I agreed with you, man. All I did was agree with you.
It is like I'm a little amazed right now, and it must be an election season thing, how much the religious freedom horn is being tooted in a lot of things. Like there's the Susan B. Komen thing, the people we talked about that last week, I think. That
yes.
Now that they've reneged and they're infringing upon the religious freedom, and Ellen DeGeneres, like, being a spokeswoman for JCPenney, it's like it's infringing on people's religious freedom to have a spokesperson. Like, the religious freedom thing, I'm used to it around Christmas. Like, it's one of those things that my people put up with. But now, like, it's just, it's everywhere. Maybe, you know, maybe Santorum got a shot at this nomination after all. Maybe the forces of Mayan prophecy are with him.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You see, I have this mental block up to things like, you know, like I've always had a problem with any time that religion is given an exception in any way. It's just always bugged the shit out of me, you know? Like, you know, the Christian Science parents who wouldn't get put in jail for letting their child die rather than seek medical attention for an infection or for cancer or something. You know, that shit just pisses me off. And I'm not just, you know, doing this about Christians too. I think the whole, you know, oh, our religion tells us we must cover our faces. Oh no, we can't. Oh wow, government buildings that tell us we must uncover our faces are just being so prejudiced against my religion. No, fuck you. Uncover your fucking face. We don't bend the laws for your invisible sky wizard. Did I just offend everybody? Jeff?
Yeah?
Did I just offend everybody?
No.
Okay, good.
Frankly, you didn't even offend religious people, because there are religious people that also have a sense of reality and a sense of perspective. I mean, look, the same people that are crying out and wanting their rules and their beliefs to trump healthcare and other situations are the ones that are screaming about Sharia law.
Right.
Like, how different is that? And, you know, an example that I think of is observant Jews don't eat ham. But if there was a Jewish hospital, go ahead, insert all your doctor jokes you want. would
I think really the only joke here is if.
Right, exactly. Although there are a lot of Catholic, anyway, they wouldn't force all of their employees to not eat ham on their own time. Maybe they wouldn't, you know, serve ham in their restaurant, but they wouldn't say you're not allowed to eat ham. And isn't getting contraceptive, you know, this analogy's falling apart.
No, it's very much like getting ham.
Right, it's close.
It is.
Because it's pig skin, right? Condoms.
Absolutely, all contraceptives are made out of pork products, or pork byproducts.
Right, which is why I only wear them when I'm cheating on my wife while she's in a Gingrich joke. All right. Anyway.
Wow. That was pretty amazing.
I went meta. I went under meta. I went uber meta. I went beyond tomorrow's reference back to this.
Wow. So now also there's the whole since everything's coming back as always to culture war issues. We have the Prop 8 decision out in California.
Yeah, there's another attack on religious freedom. It's having to watch people be happy when your religion is based upon sadness and fear.
Yeah. And we know that that's actually the thing that gets me, is all of these people shouting about, you know, this is an infringement upon my First Amendment right to freedom to practice my religion. And it's not the whole thing was that the government actually can't make a law that doesn't allow you to practice your religion, and I don't think that was meant for sort of institutional entities. I think that was a right that was made for people. Now I know corporations are people now, but one of the things that always struck me about the First Amendment, and especially in the religious clause of the First Amendment, is isn't it freedom from religion? Isn't that a big part of it too? That you're free to not participate in religion, and the government can't actually do anything that that assists religion, and we see that violated on and on and on.
Yeah, well, you have to understand there's a selective appreciation for laws and for things in the Constitution and for whatever we want. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That is
excellent.
The significant part. So prohibiting the free exercise thereof, you know, you don't have to run a hospital. So we're not forcing people to run a hospital where they have to give out condoms, right?
I am.
Well, that's because you are a jerk.
Well, thank you.
But, whatever is in the text, the point is we're right and they're wrong. Isn't it, really?
I think that really is the point. I think on that note, Giselle, we should take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Cheater and the Rude on Progressive Radio Network.
Thank you.
We're back. Are you going to harass our engineers some more?
No, but Giselle, now play. Jeff, this is a gift for you. This is an actual commercial by an actual candidate for an actual office for the actual Senate, and he's actually a Republican who used to actually be an elected representative from the actual state of Michigan. Hit it, Giselle.
Thank you, Michigan Senator Debbie Spendetnow. Debbie spends so much American money, you borrow more and more from us. Your economy gets very weak. Ours get very good. We take your jobs. Thank you, Debbie Spendetnow.
I think this race for U.S. Senate is between Debbie Spendetnow and Pete Spendetnot. I'm Pete Spendetnot Hoekstra, and I approve this message.
Wow.
That was Pete Hoekstra, and prior to that was a young Chinese woman riding a bicycle along rice paddies.
And she's Chinese in the sense, like, what does she go to, like, Cleveland High? Like, that could I could do a better Chinese woman accent than that.
Well, but that's the point, is that she's doing a Chinese woman's accent. So and she was wearing, it gets even better. She's wearing a yellow shirt, and she's got one of those coolie hats tied to her back. You know, those straw conical hats.
I understand what you're saying.
Yes, yes. And
so what you're saying is they went to China and found this is what people were actually saying and thinking about Debbie Spendetall or whatever that.
Isn't that the first part? First of all, this is for Pete Hoekstra, who's running for Senate against Democratic Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, because, you know, Spendetnow is really such an awesome play on words from Stabenow. You know, it's sort of like high school. Ooh, look, it's Debbie Spendetnow. Ooh, look, it's Debbie Stabenow. Ooh.
Yeah, I hope that there's a write-in move for Debbie Spendetnow. I'm willing to have her lose her seat if she gets, 2% of whatever state that is. What is this guy running for? Where?
He's a former representative who's running for the Senate in Michigan.
And is it? Wait, has he already been nominated? Or is he running against someone from the same party for the nomination?
He's running against another Republican, but he's saying that he's Pete Spendit Not.
Oh, he's a dick. I think that's kind of what it comes down to. I mean, you know what's kind of sad is all this stuff about like the super PACs and all the ads. Like, we're in New York/New Jersey, and like we never see this stuff. They don't advertise this. I get the political ads of like the guys going to the local baseball field, like, hey, my parents grew up here. I like to punch face. I don't get the good shit that's bought by the Koch brothers and Adelson and. Like it's a bummer because out there in the real world where people are living they're stuck to their TVs regularly so they can be affected by these ads, they're really getting to experience America in more ways than one.
Oh yeah, you know what though? Well, you know what's funny is that there was a website up called Debbie Spend It Not, and it had all of this Chinese restaurant like. Font writing all over it for all of the things of, oh, Debbie, spend it not. He's spending money on. And, ooh, this would be a perfect time for a bad accent theater, wouldn't it?
What do you mean, perfect time? It's time now, Bong. Welcome to Bad Kabuki Theater. Accent style, bad is good.
Like that?
Sorry, I'm stunned by how well how quickly you jumped into that. It's
I've been waiting all day for something to do with my life, Lee. You don't understand. Like, I think just like our listeners, I live for the few moments on this show when I really get to express the deep, dark self-hatred that exists inside my soul.
Wow. So I'm gonna. You know what, man? I will let you fly as Asian. Who are you? Are you Pete Spend It Not?
I am China. I
you
come
China?
To country. Look, China love Democrat. China love that guy that was donated to Hillary Clinton campaign who have illegal thing. Also, guy on Northwest. I think in California. Their name is Lee or Wee or Ni. China. I think Democrats, number one. You vote Democrat, you vote for China. Also, you vote for Nazis, you vote for Communists, you vote for Lenin, you vote for Hitler mustache to make fashionable return. China, number one. Democrat, number one. A. Go, Democrat.
Well, China, I speaking as an American, I have to say that I find it a little intimidating that you are now using so much of that you own so much of our debt. I got to say, we're a little frightened of you here, and also that you're taking our jobs, so many of them, and so many of our products are manufactured over there. China, what can you do to allay our fears?
I can tell you this. You don't like it. Why don't you come here and get jobs back? Oh, no, too late. We already built wall on our border. Oh, copycats.
You're right, China. We really are just playing catch-up with you. When did that happen? I mean, don't you still have large provinces that don't have running water or sewage sewage treatment or electricity? How
well, you guys have Arizona. What difference?
Yeah, you know, China, it's really hard to argue with you on that matter. What do you think when you saw the Pete Hoekstra ad?
I think Mr. Hoekstra is taking job away from hardworking Chinese native actress. We are more than willing to fly her over there and make sure that she has bodyguards so she does not leave and try to get asylum. But why does he have to outsource Chinese actors who plenty of people here will speak bad about America if we threaten to kill family or put them in an 18-hour sweatshop?
Now, China, there's been a great deal of uproar lately over the manufacture of a lot of our high-end electronic products and the treatment of workers in these huge mega factories that are essentially small cities where the workers are essentially stay confined and must work hours and hours. Do you think that Americans would actually boycott Apple products like iPhones or iPads or
I'm pretty sure all of the hippies down at Occupy Wall Street that did not get their electronic devices from their parents, they maybe won't buy as many, but when we are losing those 7 extra sales, I would say to the rest of America, as soon as you don't want gadgets or electronic entertainment to distract you from the empty despair you have in your life because you don't have a millennial outlook on existence, you think more in terms of a couple of weeks. Oh, no, it's been 2 days. I must wonder what's happening. We think long term. As soon as you change your ways, we will be more humane with ours.
And this has been Bad Accent Theater. Our bad accent tonight was done by Jeff Chrysler.
No,
Jeff-
no, don't make names.
Yes. Jeff Chrysler as the Yellow Menace.
You know, I do. That was what I named my child's poo the other day. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, but in the couple of minutes we have left,
yeah.
I did have to ask you, and this is something that I had wanted to ask you off air, but I never got a chance.
Oh, so let's make it awkward. Good.
How'd that Super Bowl Sunday go for you?
This has been another episode of Cheater and the Rude. I'm Jeff Chrysler.
No, wait. I just want to know how it went. How was it for you?
A lot of dead air you're going to be filling for the rest of the show.
I just want to know, like, in that last couple of minutes, how did your heart feel? How did your stomach feel? See, let me explain to our listeners. You see, Jeff is a devoted fan of the New England Patriots, who lost the Super Bowl to the New York Giants. Now, I'm not actually a fan of the New York Giants, but there's a great deal of schadenfreude to be gained in hearing Jeff's pain. I could hear his cries all the way across town. It was really beautiful.
You've listened to another episode of Cheater on the Dick. Every Thursday, 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for the final edition radio hour following this, where people are nice to each other. I'm Jeff Chrysler. Check me out on Twitter at Jeff Chrysler. Check us out on Facebook, Cheater.
I'm Lee Papa. You can catch me at Rude Pundit on Twitter and at rudepundit.blogspot.com. I love you, Jeff.
Yeah.